and I'm staring at a vagina right now.
Welcome back to
Shut the Fuck Up.
Charlie's back. Well, I guess I don't have to introduce her now. Episode 21, the show where we talk shit. Reese news stories. And keep it
strictly platonic. I have popcorn in my mouth.
I'm your host with the most
shit.
With the most shit.
That works.
Totally works. The most shit. He's full of shit. He's a piece of shit. He bathes in shit. Mr. Old School, along with our, because I'm more than one person, platonic partner in crime, who's back from Italy.
I am back from Italy.
And your name is?
Charlie.
It rhymed. So you're back.
I am.
How was your workation?
It was nice.
All right, let's close the show.
It was really cool. I love it there.
Yeah.
You know how, like, I hate everything?
You hate everybody, everything.
And, like, yeah. I don't smile.
No, never.
And I, like, am very comfortable with silences.
Yeah.
Like, more than most.
Awkward silences.
Yeah, and people think I'm weird here. Everybody's like me there.
Really?
My entire family in Italy is like me. I feel so at home.
So you found
my people.
Your people. Yeah.
I found my people.
I finally belong.
Oh, it's the best. They all don't smile. They always complain about everything. It's the best.
There you go.
It's the best.
Have you ever thought of moving there?
Yeah, I do all the time, actually.
Tomorrow, I'm out.
There's no work in Italy. Okay. None. Mind you, I could probably do it because I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's really nice. Like I was talking to my aunt and I was like, I just want to come and live here.
She's like, all right, that works.
No, don't.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. And she's like, it's really sad here.
Jesus.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, you think like Italy's this like city of love and
no,
food
man.
And fucking and hair.
No, really. And hair.
Yeah. The women are hairy.
No, it's really not. Okay. Like Italy is what you see in the movies is not what's actually.
Do they all like go ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba?
No. No. It's more like hey, but day, but day, but day.
Did you do the hand thing or?
Yeah,
hey,
sure. Yeah, but we don't eat a lot of food.
Okay.
And yeah, anyways, it was cold too. But I went to the beach, I forced myself. I got tanned.
Look at you. All tanned and shit.
Yeah. And yeah, but can I tell you about my trip?
No.
Like the trip?
No.
Like the getting there and the getting back?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Did you get punched in the face by United Airlines?
No. You know how you always trying to save money by getting like cheap tickets?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I do. And especially in Europe where they have like the low fare airlines.
Yeah, because you can go from country to country pretty cheap. Like almost
$10.
Almost the price of like a bus ride to another province.
For like $10.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Instead of paying like $1,200 to go almost direct, it's basically like from here to Rome and then Rome to the south.
You can get a flight locally directly to Rome or you have to go to Toronto or something?
No, locally here.
Okay.
Instead of doing like one company and to get all the way home,
right.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Rome and I'm going to take a low fare flight to down. Well, never do that again, okay?
Uh-oh.
Never. Because I went to check in. Okay, let me start from the beginning. I'm going to go really fast because the important part is the end. That was epic. I leave here. I go to, okay, I'm going to leave tomorrow. La, 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 la. I got to go check in. So I check in for both of my flights. I have to find a flight that's from here to Rome and then connecting pretty much the same day, same hour.
But you've planned all these flights already.
It's all planned. Everything's bought.
Do you have, what's the gap between the one flight? Do you give yourself a couple hours?
I put myself like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's plenty of time.
Plenty of time, right?
Are you changing airports?
Okay, so let me start.
Go ahead.
3 hours. I give myself plenty of time, but I have to find these flights, right? I managed to find them. Everything was cool. I was like, okay, no problem. I'm going to do it. I go to check in my flights, and I'm like, wait a minute. How come I can't find my flight? That's so weird. So I check into the Rome flight from here to Rome, but the one from Rome to the south, to Puglia, I couldn't find it. And I was like checking, And I'm like, wait a minute. And I check, and it got canceled.
Oh, shit. And you didn't get notified by anybody?
Yeah. So basically, they notified me like 6 months ago.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I like ignored the email or something because, you know, like you get those emails like promotional or whatever. They canceled 6 months ago, so I couldn't find it. So I was like, oh, what the hell? What am I going to do? So I was trying to find like another flight. The other flight was like 300 euros rather than 30 euros that I paid.
It's because you're booking last minute.
I guess. And they just jack it up. Yeah. So I was like, okay, but what if I take the bus? And then, but if I take the bus, it's not that airport. It's the other airport. I have to try to find the other airport. Oh, fuck. But then if I take the train, I have to do this, but it doesn't leave the same day. I have to leave 2 days later.
Okay, but when do you notice the fuck up?
Like 12 hours before I leave.
Fuck.
Okay, so I'm freaking out. I'm trying to find a way. It's 6 hours difference between Rome and where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have to find a way.
Am I gonna hitch an Uber?
Exactly. You don't take a fucking taxi. Yeah. Everything was like not the same day before. Right. The only flights that they had was in the morning, but I only got there in the afternoon. The next day flight of Ryanair, which is like the cheapy flight, they canceled the next day. So it was like 2 days later. Anyways, it was stupid. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go figure it out when I'm there. Well, that was stupid. I finally get on the plane. Fuck it. Whatever happens in Rome.
Right.
On the way, it's 6.5 hours to get to Italy.
Okay.
On the way to Italy, I get on the plane. Everything's cool. The guy next to me is like this little old man or whatever.
Okay.
And which is fine. And I always make the mistake of like being too nice. I always like smile and make people feel comfortable. Uh-oh. But then also like as soon as I do that, they like get invited to talk to me the entire fucking flight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy's like, oh, you speak French. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I do speak French. So he spoke to me the entire flight, okay? Which is fine, whatever, you know? Like, one life to live. The only problem is that every time the stewardess came by for, like, would you like something to drink? He drank a bottle of wine. Like, you know those little baby bottles? But, like, they're, like, 5 inches tall? He ordered one. He drank, like, 4 bottles of wine in 6 hours.
Wow.
And every time he had a coffee, he would put brandy in it. So this guy got fucking smashed.
Yeah.
Smashed.
Yeah.
So I was like, please fall asleep.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, can you please fall asleep? So he was like swaying his head, trying to watch the movie, hitting the screen like... Like, it was so bad. Amazing. It was so bad. And he was in the middle of the 4 seats.
Oh, shit.
I was next to him. So obviously he had to get up every 5 minutes to either puke or pee.
Oh.
So I had to get up all the time. Anyways, it was a nightmare. But anyways, I got there and it's fine. And I get there and I try to find a flight. There's no flights other like than the 300 euro ones.
Because you're at the airport. You're like,
Get
me on something.
I'm in Rome.
Hey, when in Rome, right?
When in Rome.
Figure it out.
Just fucking figure it out. Finally, I decide. I'm like, oh, you know what? I can't deal.
Yeah.
There was a train ride leaving the next morning at 8.
Okay.
I'm just going to find a place to sleep and go. Luckily, I have family fucking everywhere. And I managed to go with a cousin.
Okay.
I slept at her house that night.
Cool.
Next day, I wake up, pack all my shit up again, go to the airport again, take a train for 11 hours.
Ooh.
So anyways, so I finally get there. Woohoo! Yeah. I got there in 2 days.
Yeah.
Woohoo! On the way back. So I have my trip. Everything's cool. Shit happens. I work. Everything, whatever.
Yeah.
On the way back, my aunts are like, well, you have to bring scagliozzi's back home, which is like cookies.
Okay.
That they only have there and are amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So she's ordering these cookies. She's like, let's go to the grocery store and we'll order them. So I like drive her there because she can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
And she orders like 2 kilos of fucking cookies. 2 kilos.
You can't transport 5 pounds of cookies?
Yeah.
So you got to be a smuggler now.
So I have to be a smuggler. I have to put this shit in my fucking suitcase. I'm packing my suitcase.
Oh, shit.
My clothes, like half of my clothes don't fit anymore. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to.
5 pounds of
fucking cookies. A gym bag and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try to put all my stuff in one gym bag extra.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to smuggle extra luggage into the airport.
Amazing.
Okay. The maximum on Ryanair is amazing. 20 pounds.
Okay. Do the NA weigh it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. 20 pounds. And I'm like, you know what? And Ryanair is like, if they even touch you or talk to you at the airport, it's like 100 euros. Oh, that's no. how they make their money, right?
Gotcha.
So it's 30 euros for like the plane ticket.
But anything. $100.
$100. Like 100, 200, whatever it is. Yep. That's how they make their money. Yep. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to avoid anything. Like, I'm going to avoid all things of weightage or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to buy an extra luggage.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Right.
Okay. I have 24 kilos on one suitcase. Yeah. Maximum is 20.
Okay.
And the other one, I think it was like 12 or something. Okay. You can't call them. No. You're not allowed because it's like money.
Okay.
The only thing you could do is live chat to like people in India. So I'm live chatting and I'm like, okay, so I bought a 20 kilo and I bought a 16 kilo. Can I combine those kilos into two luggages? And she goes, the maximum kilograms per luggage is 20 kilograms. You could get up to three luggages of 20 kilograms. Thank you. Okay. Can I... like, combine that and just have two luggages that are different weights. The maximum luggage per luggage. So it's basically a fucking computer it's that's talking to you. It's the
fuck you answer, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go. So I go to the airport. And fuck I, it. Everything just went is self-service, Rome. Right? Everything's self-service. So I'm like, yeah. Perfect. Nobody's going to know shit.
You're good.
I'm going to do this. Putting my little tickets on one luggage. And I'm like, I'm going to try to find a way to get my extra bag and my carry-on.
On the flight?
On the flight.
Okay.
Because one's my camera, and the other one has, like, some camera equipment, but mostly clothes.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to try to sneak this thing and just go. I just, like, put my baggage. It's like, bye, leaving. Meet you in Montreal again. Everything seems to be perfect. I get past security, like, the first security guard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, la, 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 acting all normal. I'm like, I have, like, it's just a bag. Like, it's just a handbag. Like, no big yeah. deal. No, yeah. It doesn't matter that I'm, like... 3 foot tall and I'm struggling with two fucking luggages. It's just, it's very, very light. Yeah, I was making it so it's very light.
Exactly.
As soon as the guy saw me, he's like, you, come here. I'm like, fuck!
Busted!
I'm like, oh, hi. It was like an officer of some kind. I was like, hi, officer. Can I help you with something?
What's the problem?
He's like, put your thing here. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I know it fits. So I'm like, no problem. And I fit it, you know? Yeah. And he's like, no, the other one too. Why? It's like those compartments, you know, like yeah. does it fit compartments? But it was a scale.
Ooh.
So I'm like, sure. And I'm struggling like because it's so fucking heavy.
Yeah, you're just, yeah, this is so easy.
So the guy looks at me and he's like, you're allowed 10 kilograms on the flight. And I'm like, okay, sure. And it's like, how much is it? He's like, 26. I'm like, fuck. So he's amazing. Like, we can't let you in. Just you have to go back. And I'm like, I can't be separated. It's my equipment. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Go back. And too bad, go. So I'm like, okay, go back to the guy. And I have my carry-on on wheels.
Yeah.
And the other really heavy one is like a gym bag. Okay. So it's like on me.
Right.
Go see the guy's like, hi, the security guard sent me back here because he said that my carry-on on the wheels.
Like all innocent girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. On the wheels?
Yeah.
Like I only show them the wheels. You know how like when you go to the airport, it's like blocked because their fucking desks are so high? Yeah. Keeping my thing on my back, really back. And he's like, he told me that my carry-on is like too heavy of a few kilograms. Can you check? Because it's my camera and I can't be separated from it. Like I'm scared. So he's like looking at me and he's like not buying this shit.
Yeah.
He's like, put it on the scale. And I'm like, okay, sure. I'm like, da da da. Put it on. And it's like 16 kilograms. And the maximum is 10. He's like, you're 6 kilograms over. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, that's a shame. I'm like, what can I do? Can I pay for the extra 6 kilograms?
Amazing.
And he's like, no, you can't. And I'm like, well, I there's nothing I can do. I can't be separated from my camera. I can't check it. So he's like, go ask the supervisors. And I'm like, sure, no problem. Thank you. And as I'm leaving, he's like staring at me.
Oh, shit.
And I'm trying really hard to like leave as he's turned around so that he doesn't see my, the one on my back.
Amazing.
And as soon as I like try to leave, he sees me and he's like, excuse me. Excuse me. And I'm like, yes. He's like, the thing on your back there. It's like, you have to weigh that too, you know. I'm like, oh no, don't worry. I'm going to check this. It's not a big deal. He's like, no. Well, you have to check it here if you're going to check it. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay, I'm going to check it here. Go to put it on the scale. And he's like, 86 euros.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, fuck.
Fucking cookies.
Yeah. So finally, I'm like, you know what? I just have to get my flight. Like, fuck it. I'm going to pay this fucking 86.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pay the 86. I check the luggage. And I'm like, well, what about the extra 6 kilograms of my ruly thingy?
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, oh, now that I pay you, you fucking asshole.
Fuck him.
get to the security, I get to the plane, everything's fine. So I have two luggages checked now. I get to Paris.
Okay,
on the way back. So it was from south, I go to Paris, and then on Paris, I went to back home.
Okay.
So I get to Paris finally. I have 3 hours to catch my other flight. Okay. No problem,
same
right?
Same airport, right?
No problem.
De Gaulle?
So, yeah. I get to Bouvier.
Oh, no. So you didn't realize that that stopped in Bouvier?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
so,
no.
Beauvais or something. So I get to the fucking
That's
wrong
French for
airport.
Fuck you, right?
That's French for fuck yeah. you. Get there, and I'm like, I am not at the right airport.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, they have to have a shuttle, right? Every place has a shuttle. Go see the guy, and I'm like, do you guys have a shuttle to get to Charles de Gaulle? And they're like, oh, no, we don't have shuttles here. And I'm like, excuse me? How do I get there?
How the fuck do I get there?
Well, we have a bus that goes all the way downtown Paris. And then from Paris, you could take another bus that gets to Charles de Gaulle. And I'm like, okay, how long does that take? It's like 2.5 hours. And I'm like, that doesn't work. My plane is leaving under 2 hours.
Oh, no.
She's like, well, you could take a taxi. And I'm like, okay, how far is it? She's like, it's an hour away. I'm
oh,
like,
Jesus
oh, my
Christ.
God. I'm like, fuck it. I have to get my plane. Yeah. There's no way I'm staying a night in Paris.
Yeah.
I go to see the guy. I'm like, listen, I have to get to the other airport. Is it possible? I have to run. Like, my plane is leaving very soon. And he's like, yeah, sure. Okay, no problem. Let's go. I get there and I see the fucking, we're like going like forever for an hour. And I see the money going up of the cab, 40 euros, 45 euros.
You should have made a deal with him.
50 euros.
You should have made a deal with him.
Well, just
okay.
70 euros. 80 euros.
Ooh.
100 euros.
Fuck, that's like
I get,
250 bucks. Right?
I get to the airport, it was 170 euros. Oh, euros.
Oh my God.
And we're Canadians. That's like double.
It's 300 bucks.
Yeah. I paid $300, okay? Like 170 euros. I was like, oh my God, playing the girl. Oh my God, like, I don't know how I'm gonna afford this. This is crazy. I can't believe that I left at the wrong airport. Nah, nah, nah. So he gave me 130 euros.
Okay.
Well. Save 50 euros. Do you realize how much money I fucking paid? It's insane. I get there, I run to the thing. Now it becomes a whole luggage thing again. Because I have two luggages, right? $120 euros to check
Jesus
my luggage again.
Christ.
I'm telling you, it was the most expensive fucking cookies I've ever paid for, okay?
$1,000 cookies.
It's insane. Like, never again am I gonna fucking try to save money with planes.
No way. Can't do it.
Finally, the best part of all, when I finally get on the plane and everything's cool and I'm about to be in Montreal at home in my own bed in 7 hours,
yeah.
I am sitting next to an old man again.
Oh, no. Same guy?
No.
That would have been great.
No. I would have been like, you're not drinking.
Yeah.
I was ready, too, with my speech, eh? I was like, I'm going to watch this guy. If he drinks again, like, I'm going to say, like, maybe you shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe can I change my seat?
No. This guy was amazing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Again, I'm trying to be nice, and I'm like, hi, how are you, whatever. And he starts talking to me. It's like this old man. He's like, right away, third sentence is like, I lost my wife, and I'm a widow. Like, I'm like, oh, that's sad. Like, sorry, man.
Shouldn't talk to people.
Yeah. We're on the flight. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
I turn over, and the guy's like, you know how old men can't see their phones? He has like a smartphone,
okay.
And he can't see his phone. So he's like reading a text message, like a messenger message from Facebook,
okay.
But from like far. Basically has the phone like where the screen of the back seat in front of him is.
Yeah.
Everybody can see, like obviously. He's like trying to read or whatever. And the message, and I'm like, obviously like, oh my God, what's this thing? Yo. He was talking to some chick and she was like saying things like, sweetheart, I'll always love you, but I don't trust you anymore. It's over between us. I'll love you forever. Never forget about me. Okay, bye. Okay. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I'm like, what's this? What's this happening?
It's so nosy.
So he had his phone right in my face.
It's not for you to stare at.
His fault. Okay. I have
right,
been through
fault,
hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that have to do with spying on somebody's phone?
This is my $1,000 fucking entertainment.
Get my money's worth.
So
here.
He's answering things like, all I want to do is see you. I'm sorry if I'm not giving you the money, but I want to see you. I had the $6,000 ready.
Oh, he's getting scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I felt so bad. So I was like, should I talk to him? Like, should I like say, like, listen, she clearly doesn't love you. This is all for the money.
That's not your place.
So
you can't.
I know, right?
You can't.
I know. Twitter, what would you do?
He's not gonna believe you.
Exactly. So he's an old man, right? He doesn't realize that the internet doesn't quite work in the plane. He keeps sending messages to this girl, like nonstop. And I don't know if he was waiting for a reply. Like, he can't be that dumb. He was using a smartphone very well. Like, he was just like, I guess he was thinking too much and he kept going back to write new messages.
Right.
He was like, you know, some guy's name, I don't remember. It's like, he told me that you were ready to come see me. So I said, no Lisa, no money. And then he said that he was going to go park the car and he was going to call you, but he never came back. And then he would like go back and pass messages. And she would say things like, don't ever leave me. If you stop loving me, I'll commit suicide. And then she would go like, I can't see you anymore. Like, clearly this girl's playing the guy, right?
Yeah.
I took pictures.
You took pictures of the... Oh, my God.
I took pictures. I feel bad.
Wow.
It was just so unbelievable to see. Then he's like, I took a picture of like, oh, my God. If like I mentioned this on the podcast, I have to show him that's like true. Took a picture of a text message that he was sending.
All right, I'll take a look.
Okay, wait. She said, honey, please don't go back without me. I will commit suicide if I ever lose you. I love you forever, sweetheart. And then he was responding, all I want is to see you. I had $6,000 cash for you. And then he kept writing.
Yeah. But so, he didn't notice everybody was looking at his thing?
I guess not.
Were you, I mean, are you good at like...
No, I'm telling you, he didn't notice because he kept going back and writing messages to this girl, right? Like, you know, all I want to do is see you, just come see me, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Oh man, this is sad. Like, maybe I should talk to him. Like, I kept contemplating, Then I like turn away, like, okay, I shouldn't be looking at it, you know? 5 minutes later, I like turn back.
I look at it again.
Because I'm like, I'm curious again. And he
fucking
was,
women, man.
He was talking. Hey!
You're all the same.
I was trying to help the guy, okay?
Yeah.
If he's still talking to this girl, I'm going to talk to him. That was my deal. I turn, he's checking messages from someone else.
Oh, fuck is that?
Some other girl, okay? And the girl was like, honey, I love you, blah, 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 also, okay? And I'm like, oh, that's just interesting, okay. Waiting, and I'm like looking, trying to like spy without him looking at me. And he clicks away, and he clicks on another message of another woman.
Oh, wow.
And this woman is raunchy.
Ooh, okay.
Raunchy. Like, I'm talking about like pictures of boobs and vaginas, like full-fledged vaginas.
Oh, fuck.
And like really dirty messages.
Oh, wow.
Really dirty.
So you kept staring at the fucking phone.
I was like, I cannot believe that I'm in a plane going to fucking Montreal and I'm staring at a vagina right now. And he was openly looking at this, like, on the cell phone.
Well, he wasn't expecting everybody to stare at his fucking phone.
Why are you watching this like this in front of you? He had it, like, 2 feet in front of him.
I mean...
Dude.
I mean, you can complain to a stewardess and say, you know, I'm offended by this.
No, fuck that. It was interesting as hell. I felt bad for the guy. I'm not going to lie there. My heart breaks. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, one of the messages, she was like saying like really raunchy things like a picture of a vagina. And she's like, do you want to lick it? And you know what he answered?
What?
Kiss it 5 times. I was like, oh my God. And he kept sending, amazing. You know how old people take pictures of themselves like with their webcam where they're not smiling or anything and it's just like really blurry? Yeah. He kept taking pictures of his own face with his headphones on and sending it to these women. And I'm like, that's not hot. Like, don't do that.
Don't you get it? Aren't you using a filter?
Yeah, exactly. The hell, man. He was like going back to these messages of these women and then going back to the Lisa girl saying like, you know, I have other women that want to have sex with me. It was amazing. I was like, why do I get caught sitting next to these people?
You know what I do? I just keep an eye on the fucking TV and watch the movie. Yeah.
And not look at anybody?
No.
Oh, well, I had fun.
Yeah, hey, man, you know what? At the end of the day, fuck, if he's, like you said, if he's sticking the phone 4 feet in front of him, for the world to see. I mean, you know.
But you know what Brooke said? Because I told her this. She came to pick me up at the airport.
Yeah.
She said that she thinks it's Russian brides. Apparently, that's what they do.
Could be.
Like, because all they want is money, and two, to come here and get a visa, right? Yeah. And apparently, like, they play, like, 100 guys at the same time.
They just try to get the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
No, not even try to get the best one. Like,
get them all at the same time.
Yeah. Just get them all at the same time.
And then when they're here.
It makes sense. I don't even think they come here, to be honest. I think it's literally just for the money.
There are scammers. I mean, there are scammers that Well, I mean, I've seen it on fucking Dr. Phil and...
Oh, my God.
It was a web thing of Dr. Phil. This woman spent like $1 million. It was this big thing. So this guy, apparently this good-looking southern guy, like mid-50s, is in Africa for some reason.
Okay.
He's getting stuck. He's in jail. It's all these fucking things like that he can't go see the woman, you know?
All these answers, like...
All these fucking
excuses?
Answers, yeah. Mm. But Dr. Phil was like, straight up, all this is bullshit. I can prove it, blah, blah, blah. I'll show you the photo. The guy even took a video saying, this is not me. I'm sorry this is happening to you. And it just wouldn't fucking register in her head.
Oh, no way.
People are, like, when people say love is blind, love is fucking...
It is true, though.
Fucking blind,
yeah, man. That's why all the abusive relationships happen, for sure. Isn't it crazy, though, that all these women finally, like... First of all, that's women empowerment for you. Like, they know how to fucking use their shit and, yeah. like... Do it, which is in a really bad way. You shouldn't do it.
But here's the thing. There are guys who pose as women and just send all fake pics and shit.
Oh, but I'm not even surprised because this girl was asking $6,000 from this guy and all he wanted to do is see her or him, I guess. Mm. But and she wouldn't. Yeah. And some guy came to see him, according to the messages. Some guy came to see him and he said, no Lisa, no money. And he left and never came back.
Yeah.
And he kept sending texts. It's like, dude, wake up. And you're talking to God knows how many women other... Right. I saw two other women, but God knows how many other ones. Yeah. Obviously, this is a thing. You know what I mean? Wake up, dude.
It's crazy. Just why doesn't he go to like his local bingo fucking night or church or something and go, you know, there's got to be people dating too.
No, but you should have seen the picture of this woman if it was real.
So he figured he hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
So you wouldn't get a Russian bride?
No way.
I wouldn't either. No. Fuck. Especially that apparently they have so much fucking power. Like, they're smart shit, man.
I'd be afraid of them, man. Working for Putin.
Like, obviously, they're not going to stay and love you forever.
There's no way.
Didn't you get also... you know where I'm going?
Yeah, I feel
you. Didn't you get, like, proposed a marriage for a green card or something, but you counter-offered or something?
Well, I guess there's no statute of limitations because I didn't do anything. I just consider...
Please don't send me to jail.
You can't get arrested for thinking about robbing a bank, so I guess it's fine. This is when I first... You know Will?
Yeah.
When I first...
I do.
I talked about this on All Beer. You probably didn't hear about it. Or maybe...
I was there.
Okay. Continuity of fourth wall break, asshole. Anyways.
I talked about this on All Beer, period.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways. Yeah. I met Will. And then the first day I met Will, he...
Oh my God. It was the first day?
The first
like,
day.
Like, hi. Nice to meet you. Do you want to marry my friend?
No. Well, it wasn't like that. We were doing, you know, Andre. He's been on, I think, a movie podcast a couple years ago. He was doing a comic book video podcast. I was doing the camera work. I was setting up the cameras and stuff and checking the audio. And then
look at you, eh?
I'm a pro. And he just brought it up in conversation that his friend was looking for a green card because she was like, her visa was this. He's like, are you single? Like,
no way.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Would you be interested? You know, just throwing it out there. And I'm like, well, how much are we talking here? You know, like, is she good looking? Yeah. Is it just the money is happening? Whatever. He's like, you'll probably stay in different places. I'm like, how much? 20 grand.
20 grand, you stay in different places.
Yeah.
So there's no hanky-panky.
No hanky-panky.
Will she even know your name? Like,
I would hope so. Well, here's the thing, because I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah.
And you know me, I overthink everything.
Everything.
Everything. I'll plan... Like, if I know you're coming over next week, I know what meal I'm making, what time I'm making it at. I am the planner fucking king. I overthink everything. But whenever I do something, everything's fucking, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, with your plane thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to get to Rome and fuck it.
There's no way. I would have the 7 different options of, I can do this if I do this. And I would know exactly what's going on. And, it takes 14 minutes for me to walk to this thing. And then I'm going to take a bus. It's going to take 5 minutes. But I'm planning on Google Maps.
Oh,
so there's going to be traffic. Yeah.
Fuck my life. Okay, go.
I'm a psycho. I'm like, well, I'll have to think about this, you know? And I'm like, okay, not good.
Well, I mean, you're good with thinking about it because this is like literally causing a felony or whatever.
Yeah. I'll consider it as a risk versus a reward. I'm like, okay, 20 grand, but I'm on the hook for everything she does technically.
Yeah.
So if she says, fuck you and just takes off, I got to actually... support her.
Yeah. And you have to tell the court basically, oh, she...
I have to fake it and whatever. And if they find out, I go to jail, technically. I don't know if that really happens or whatever. I'm told by another friend, oh, no, that's, it never happens. It's a joke. The system, I'm like, yeah, okay, fuck you. You know? So I said, okay, I'll do it, but I want 60 grand. Mm. And I want her to live with me for the 5 years. I was said I would literally convince everybody I know, even my families, even you, everybody, that it was legit.
I would have known.
I don't think so.
No way.
No. But like, there's no way she's going to go to that length. But she's like,
so she said no?
Well, he was like, what? You know, and then she lined up actually just meeting somebody and then marrying them. So
marry them for real? Like, yeah, I did together,
yeah,
legit, still?
Yeah, yeah. They're like in love or whatever.
They're like in love, whatever.
Whatever. It worked. Good for her. But like for me to do it, I would have to know everything about the person she would be living. And nobody in my inner circle, even my mother, would know it was fake.
Jesus Christ.
I'd be the best bank robber.
I don't know about bank robber, but...
But you know what I'm saying, like a fraud guy or whatever. I'd be good.
But at 60 grand is pretty cheap, I think.
Now, thinking about it now, I undercut myself big time. Like, I should have probably asked for 100.
Yeah, probably 100.
Given the risk, but yeah. But then she's like, fuck this. I'll just marry this guy for nothing. Okay, cool.
And now she has a green card. What a slut.
She's got a green card. She's got a husband. She's good. Good for her.
What a whore.
Fucking bitch. Fuck her for being happy, whore.
Hey, can we mention that it was my birthday when I was in Italy for
it's
a second?
Your birthday, happy birthday.
It's my birthday. My birthday.
So what'd you do for your birthday? You bought cookies and paid $1,000 for the show title, $1,000 cookies.
Yeah, no, I didn't do anything. We went for a pizza and that's it. Well, fuck, my family hasn't seen me in 3 years. Yeah. Like, so what are they going to do? Throw me a party?
Did you go to Domino's? Or?
No, we don't have Domino's. We have good pizza.
You got fucking Domino's in Italy.
Italy. No, man, we have, like, real pizza.
The corner store, boppity boopy, fucking thin crust, whatever.
No. I went to the beach all day by myself.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I saw you had something. Charlie wants to show you about her day. I'm like, okay. I click on the thing. It's like a beach.
Oh,
like,
on Facebook?
I'm like, fuck this. I'm fucking unfollowed by. I want to see your fucking beach bullshit. He's fucking spamming my feed.
You're funny.
Bitch.
I hate you. No, I didn't do anything at all. But you know who wished me happy birthday 3 times in a row?
Me.
You didn't wish me happy birthday 3 times in a row.
Well, twice. Sent you an IM because I wasn't sure if you'd have text service. And I sent you a Facebook message.
What a slut. That's not true. Yeah, it is true, I think.
Yeah. A slut.
No, Tony the Tiger.
The Tiger.
Yeah.
Great day.
Yeah.
Have a great birthday. Yeah.
On Instagram.
How do you know it's your birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, on Instagram, he sent me one, so that means he follows me on Instagram.
Okay.
And he said, happy birthday, my queen. Not even joking. In Italian.
Wow.
Which is fucking creepy. And
because you said
twice on text message.
Because you said nothing. You haven't.
No, I haven't spoken to him in like, when's the last time we've spoken about him? I haven't spoken to him since.
Month and a half? Wow.
Like, I don't know how he could know that it's my birthday unless he like found me on Facebook. Could he have found me on Facebook?
Are you public?
No.
Do you have your birthday things on Instagram or anything?
No, because he even sent me have a good trip to Italy.
You must have something public.
No, well, no, I don't think so. Unless he just followed me on Instagram and I mentioned it.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
So creepy.
That is kind of creepy. Tony, what the fuck? Get out there, meet somebody else, man.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's kind of weird. Okay.
But yeah, it was my birthday.
My birthday. Explain this Instagram thing to me, because I'm a tech guy. I don't give a shit about Instagram.
Okay.
But apparently, I read an article, like, a good amount of Canadians, like 20 million, are on fucking Instagram.
Yeah, I like it better than Facebook.
Isn't it just like a picture collage?
No, it's not collage.
It's just walls of random photos and like...
You know how Twitter is a status?
Yeah.
You like, not a status, but you just put 140 characters. Yeah, yeah. On Instagram, it's the same idea, but it's just an image. But you could put a caption on it.
Okay.
So you're basically building your life out of pictures. Photos. On a wall.
Gotcha.
For a photographer, that's unbelievably amazing.
Gotcha.
You know? And now they have stories, which is Snapchat. Because Facebook stole the idea from... literally stole it from Snapchat.
Yeah.
So you can post something for 24 hours and it goes away after.
Okay.
That's it. So it's basically following your favorite people. daily.
And they just take photos of what the fuck's going on. Yeah. They're having a salad. They're fucking this.
Yeah.
There must be a lot of foodies on. They're fucking this. I'm fucking this thing.
It used to be a lot of food pictures, but then a lot of like things went viral that it was like ridiculous. So people stopped doing that.
Okay.
So it's a lot of selfies, a lot of sunsets, a lot of, when you don't know what you're doing, that's what you're basically taking pictures of.
I find, I've said this before, but I find people are too busy trying to capture the moment instead of living it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great quote? And I made that up.
No, you didn't.
$100, I made that up.
No.
I swear to God, I did not.
That's like on every t-shirt.
No.
No, it's not. Dude, that people made that up like 4 years ago.
I totally made that up.
Okay.
And I made up.
Why did you put it on my phone?
I'm like, pointing at your phone. Look at your phone. Look at your fucking.
It's like
phone.
On your Wikipedia page. Like, what the fuck?
Done. That, and I also coined. I just coined the phrase. I just thought of this in my head. Maybe somebody made this up, but I just thought of this in my head.
Right now?
No, not now. Like, I was on. Was on the metro.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So here's the great the life dilemma. According to old school, this is original. If I stole it, subconsciously stole it, but I don't think so. Do you, hold on. But it was good. It was good. Do you risk losing a good thing for a great thing if you land up with nothing?
Pretty sure you didn't make that up.
No, I swear to God. Would you risk a good thing
absolutely
for a great thing if you could potentially land up with nothing?
100%. Is that a question?
No, but...
I would 100%, but I'm pretty sure you didn't make that up.
I think I did. If anybody else has heard this, tweet me. I think those two things, maybe the first one, no. But the second one, I think is... I totally thought of it.
Okay, wait.
I think it's a great quote. May the whatever the fuck 2017. You're welcome.
Hashtag make t-shirts. Okay, so... Yeah, no.
You wouldn't risk it?
I would 100% risk it.
I would not.
I know you wouldn't.
The good thing works. Why fuck with a good thing? Thank you.
Because there's potentially a great thing behind there. Because
I lined up with nothing. I'll take the good thing. Thank you.
Not if you're a star.
You might think you're a star, but you're...
You might think you're a star.
All right, you ready? I got some... We're going to end on some Friends trivia. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we got one from GBL. So if you get this wrong, you owe him a gift card.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Hold on, we gotta do the Friends trivia.
Friends trivia.
Don't fuck up, Charlie. You're gonna owe me money. What famous old director is in a picture in Joey's room?
Okay, so for like a week, this is literally what I did in Italy. Like, think about this.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay.
But you didn't
think
cheat,
about
though, right?
No, I didn't cheat 100%.
She wouldn't cheat.
No.
Like, I wouldn't trust my own mother over her. Literally, I've never had her fucking lie about anything. So
no,
she's
no.
Like legit.
I didn't even go watch Friends episodes because I was like, maybe I could see it. But I thought about it very, very hard, but I didn't. One picture in Joey's room that I really, really like remember.
Old
is
director.
That, okay. Is the watering can. That's not a director, but the watering can that he brought from the living room. He brought it there because he's like, I'm gonna keep it. So I remember that. I was like, oh my God, that's not a director though. But knowing Friends, I know that there's, I just don't remember if it's in Joey's room. I know that there's a, because I don't even know like who a director is. There's a Scarface poster somewhere in their apartment. Okay. And there's a Hitchcock
you
poster.
Got it.
That's what it is?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Ah, it's in his room?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Because I was like, in their apartment, there's a Hitchcock poster. Wow. Okay. I didn't know he was a director though.
GBL, man, that you were coming in fierce and she still fucking answered. Okay, so... We also have an anonymous person, which you broke the fourth wall again. You're like, yeah, it's you. So, so let's pretend.
Okay, I'm nervous.
I'm going to get you in.
The GBL, I had like 2 weeks to think about it. Okay, so go ahead.
If you can get 3 out of 5, I'd be impressed.
Oh, there's more.
I got 5 for you.
Oh, shit, yo.
If you can get 3 out of 5, I'd be impressed.
Okay.
You're going to blow me away here. Okay. Question. Are you ready, Charlie? Mm-hmm. How come the characters always got the same seats at the cafe?
Good one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Wait, just a second. Let me think.
I think
they
got
They always
you.
Got the same seats? They didn't. They always changed.
Apparently, they're always on that couch.
Oh.
Why do they always get that couch?
Oh, I know this.
If you can answer this, I'd be fucking...
No, I know this.
I'd be really impressed.
I know this. It was always reserved.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Get out of here!
It was reserved.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I was like, I know. I thought that you meant in fucker. The same seats, but it's like they always change seats. Yeah. It was okay. Always reserved.
Okay, fucker. There were only two of the characters that worked at the cafe at the same time.
Ooh, at the same time.
Who were they?
At the same time.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, Rachel and Joey. They didn't work there at the same time, though.
There was two that worked at the same time.
Okay. Oh, well, worked? Did they get paid?
The fuck? I don't watch this show.
Let me think before I answer.
Yeah.
Because
Phoebe... You want to come back to that, or...?
Phoebe technically worked there, but she didn't get paid.
Okay.
Because it would have been Rachel and Phoebe, but she didn't get paid. So does that count? Let me think. Okay, let's go back to
We'll go back to that. Okay.
Here's another one. Okay, go.
Who says the very first lines of the series... And the very last. It's two different people. Who speaks the first line and who speaks the last line?
Now I have to go out of memory now.
Yeah.
I feel like the first episode might be Monica.
Fuck. Wow.
Is it Monica?
Yes.
And the last one. Last scene is the keys. Let me remember. Let me remember. Pause. Oh my God. Play the scene in your head. The keys.
You've seen it 1,000 times, right?
I've seen it 1,000 times.
Who says the last line of dialogue in The Friends?
He says bye.
Who says bye?
It's Chandler.
Yeah. Wow.
He turns away and he says bye.
Yep. Okay. Two and one to be answered later. So you're still batting 100.
Who worked at the head of, at the?
Okay. Which two main characters have not kissed in any of the episodes? And that's including like the alternate reality ones. There was only two that have never kissed.
It's Monica and Joey, I think. Wait, just let me think. Rachel kissed... she kissed Ross. Well, does it count? Okay, metaphorically speaking too? Because there's a scene where Monica and Rachel kiss, but we don't see it.
Yeah.
That counts?
That counts.
Okay. It's Monica and Joey.
No.
What?
Monica and Phoebe.
Oh, and Phoebe. Yeah. When did they kiss?
They didn't.
No, Monica and Joey. When did they kiss? You're right. Monica and Phoebe didn't kiss.
Yeah.
Shit.
You still got two
when
out of three.
When did they kiss?
Still got two of three. Okay. What is a Joey special?
A Joey special. Two pizzas.
Yeah. Okay. Name of Chandler's father's Las Vegas show.
The name?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man. I'm not going to get this one either.
No?
No, I just remember the show.
You tapping out? I guess you owe Mr. Anonymous me.
$5?
A gift? No.
Fuck you. I could have gotten the Monica and Phoebe one. No, I don't remember that at all. It's like...
It is. I'll just say one word so you can get it. Viva.
Viva Las Gayness.
Gagus, yeah.
Gagus.
And we'll come back to the last one. Two characters that worked at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
At the cafe.
Okay. Rachel and Joey.
Really? Because...
Well, but is it all characters?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Which two... There were only two of the... Like, the main ones.
Oh, the main ones.
There were only two of the characters that worked at the same time. Who were they? I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
Monica.
Monica worked there? Apparently. At the cafe?
Yeah. That's what it said.
No.
Okay. I don't know.
When the fuck did she work there?
I don't know. Apparently she did. Unless it's wrong.
It has to be wrong.
Okay. So we'll nix that out.
So her and what? Joey? And Rachel? No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Google this right
now. Okay. So let's just nix that one out. And so you got a 3 out of 5. That's not bad. Because those were tough. All right. Let's end the show there. Close. Close. Show me your close. Close the show. Plug's final thoughts.
Send us a tweet.
Send us fucking an email. Did you check the email? No, obviously you didn't check the email. You never do. So while she's doing that, go to stfupodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link. You will help Charlie eat. She obviously spent about $8,000 on this cookie. So
guys, come on. Like, really, I need money.
She's in dire straits right now. She's leaving the house with a bag of popcorn, but that's going to have to last her till the end of the month. So hook her up. Click on the link. Costs you nothing. You buy your Amazon shit. A couple of pennies go to Charlie. So go ahead, do that.
You could also follow us on Twitter at the STFU podcast, or you could follow us on our website, stfupodcast.com.
Email us at
thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
So for Mr. Old School and his weary traveler friend.
Yes.
Who's and that has one to take out a loan for taking a taxi through Paris.
Failed at friends. I regret it so bad right now. I feel terrible. I should have known them, but I... Anyways.
Bye.
Bye. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. I hate